That's right. So I'm jumping to us our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 15th of September. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 668, Eastern Roman Emperor Constans II was assassinated while taking a bath. Following rumours he was going to move the capital of the empire, the Roman Empire, to Syracuse. According to historical texts, a chamberlain did the emperor in by bashing in his skull with a silver bucket while using the pretense he was about to wash the emperor's hair. In 1414, Gilles de Rais, a leader in the French army and companion of the famous Joan of Arc, as well as one of the earliest known serial killers, was taken into custody upon an accusation brought against him by Jean de Malestroit, Bishop of Nantes. He was believed to have murdered somewhere in the region of 80 to 200 children over his career as a serial killer, a crime for which he was condemned to death and hung. The first non-aristocratic free public school in Europe was opened in Italy on this day in 1616. 1793, Captain William Paterson led a party of Scotsmen in the first attempt that we know of to cross the Blue Mountains. He was ultimately unsuccessful in the attempt. The 15th of September in 1812, the French army under Napoleon reached the Kremlin in Moscow. The HMS Beagle with Charles Darwin on board reached the Galapagos Islands on this day in 1835. Galapagos Islands, of course, where Darwin would be inspired for his most famous work on the origin of the species. 1870, work began on the Australian Overland Telegraph Line, a 3,200-kilometre telegraph line that connected Darwin with Port Augusta in South Australia, so stretching essentially right across the country through some of the most inhospitable parts of our great nation. The work was completed in 1872, 2 years later, and it was considered one of the great engineering feats of 19th century Australia. 1915, the Empire Picture Theatre, now known as the New Empire Cinema, the oldest running cinema in mainland Australia, opened in Barral, New South Wales on September 15th. The following year in 1916, as part of World War I, tanks were used for the first time in battle at the Battle of the Somme on September 15th. The Nuremberg Laws deprived German Jewish individuals of citizenship on September 15th in 1935. 1947, Typhoon Kathleen hit the Kanto region in Japan, killing over 1,000 people. And finally, in 2000, the year 2000, the opening ceremony of the Sydney Olympic Games was held on this day. Do you remember that one? It featured highlights of Australian flora and fauna as well as culture. Even the classic Hills Hoist made an appearance, as I recall, although no goon of fortune. The flame was lit by none other than Ms. Kathy Freeman, watched by some 3.6 billion people around this great big wide world of ours. Some famous birthdays as well for us this morning. Several members of royalty today. The Queen of Crime, British novelist Agatha Christie, was born on this day in 1890. The original Scream Queen, star of the 1933 King Kong, Fay Wray, was born on this day in 1907. Tommy Lee Jones is 71. Tom Hardy is turning 40. And one more royal, Prince Harry himself, is 33 this morning. Happy birthday, Harry. Some famous musos for us as well this morning. Lee Dorman, rock bassist who worked with the likes of Iron Butterfly and Captain Beyond, was born on this day in 1942. Doyle Wolfgang von Frankenstein of The Misfits is 53. Jerry Dixon of 80s rockers Warrant is 50. Ricky Mamie, founding member of the psychedelic band The Brian Jonestown Massacre, is 45. Paul Thompson, drummer for Franz Ferdinand, is turning 41. We heard one of their big tracks, Take Me Out, playing there, but we are going out on somebody different today. one going out to Zygmunt Tolly Anderson, founding member of Jefferson Airplane, who was with the band, only with the band for the first couple of years, and was the female vocalist only on their first album, Jefferson Airplane Takes Off. She was born on this day in 1941. She and fellow Jefferson Airplane co-founder Paul Kantner died, funnily enough, on the same day, January 28th last year in 2016. We're going out on a track originally recorded by Memphis Mini as Me and My Chauffeur Blues and covered on the album. This is Chauffeur Blues by Jefferson Airplane on this day in history, the 2SER 107.3.